The Truth News Network. Maybe the scariest thing there is today is truth in media, especially the news. Get not only the news, but the truth in the news and nothing else. From TNN, the Truth News Network. Without the other guy's spin, here's your host, Dan Newman.
It's new, it's exciting, and it's coming soon to your neighborhood. I thought this being the most innovative country in world history meant we had either invented or discovered everything there possibly was to invent or discover. Until now. Entertainer Jussie Smollett just proved me wrong. He added one to the record books, hate hoaxing. I don't know if Jussie invented or discovered it, but what I do know is that he has at least put it on the front page of every newspaper, lead story of every newscast, and slug line of every internet news site. He gave it a life of its own. The perplexing story as it has come together regarding the black gay television star in Chicago illustrates just how divided the racial and sexual animus is in the United States, and the finger-pointing and blame game are running amok. Why all of a sudden do we have people unable to study while black, unable to mow a lawn while black, unable to have a picnic while black, and being attacked? Wondered Representative Maxine Waters of California. She answered her own question. It's coming from the President of the United States. Representative Rashida Tlaib of Michigan said, "When one of the most famous black and gay men in America is not safe, the message is clearer than it has ever been. The dangerous lies spewing from the right wing is killing and hurting our people." The same day that this scenario unfolded, GQ magazine published their writer Joshua Rivera's rant on the blind rage of late-stage whiteness beneath this headline: "The racist, homophobic attack on Jussie Smollett is far-right America's endgame." Rivera complained that police call this a possible hate crime. He moaned, "The cautious wording is one last wound inflicted on Smollett's battered body. Careful hedging of bets that don't need hedging. A crime scene involving a corpse is not discussed as possible death." Actress Alyssa Milano took her usual position on such occurrences, tweeting, "The red MAGA hat is the new white hood," she wrote on Twitter. "Without white boys being able to empathize with other people, humanity will continue to destroy itself. Hashtag first thoughts when wake up." I have news for Alyssa Milano, Maxine Waters, Rashida Tlaib, and Mr. Rivera. This entire debacle was and is a hate crime. But the hate crime they think and believe is exactly opposite of the real hate crime. The real hate crime, the left, for those on the right. Smollett, Thursday morning, was in police custody awaiting charges regarding the reported attack committed by two men against the actor in Chicago. His attorneys Todd Pugh and Victor Henderson stated, "Like any other citizen, Mr. Smollett enjoys the presumption of innocence, particularly when there has been an investigation like this one, where information, both true and false, has been repeatedly leaked. Given these circumstances, we intend to conduct a thorough investigation and to mount an aggressive defense." The first travesty of this event is that with Chicago's staggering crimes, especially those of assault and even murders, several dozen officers were taken away from their normal jobs of investigating those and other crimes to around-the-clock investigating the reported hate crime against Smollett. Smollett will certainly be forced to pay those hard costs sustained by the cops, but will we ever know the real cost paid by any Chicago residents who were not able to receive police protection because of this investigation? Few, if any, media reports will reference that if it occurs. The second travesty, the creation of a new divisive classification that the obvious charade perpetrated by Smollett created. It's called, and it's today's title, Hate Hoaxing. It's happened before, just not often enough to get its own name. But the uproar among those who have made themselves, or have been made by others, arbiters of identifying and calling out sex and or racial criminal acts have a new class of discriminated Americans to which to lend their undying support. Those victimized by hate hoaxers. The problem, in this case, is that this darling of the left, Jussie Smollett, is not the victim of this incident. Jussie is the hate hoaxer. Shrinks are going to have a heyday with this one. Why? Well, we now have a new class of disadvantaged and discriminated against Americans who will need, certainly, psychological assistance in overcoming the trauma they sustain from being targets of hate hoaxing. It's been around for a while, but the desperation on the part of leftists to rid themselves of Donald Trump has taken hate hoaxing to new heights. And it's not exclusive to this matter starring Jussie Smollett. I could take a huge hunk of your day by listing dozens and dozens and dozens of examples of other such attacks on President Trump from people from every walk of life. The videos of some of those hoaxes are mind-boggling. There are many traps being created, not by these hoaxes, but by the mindset that allows them to even happen. Can you imagine what thought process Jussie went through to put this entire plan in place? And he wasn't very smart with his methodology, believe me. Let's bullet point those. First, police said Smollett was walking home from a Subway restaurant in the 300 block of East Lower North Water Street around 2 o'clock in the morning on January 29th when the two offenders yelled racial and homophobic slurs at him. According to Smollett, they beat him, put a noose around his neck, poured bleach on him, didn't know it was bleach at the time, yelled homophobic slurs at him, and cried, "This is MAGA country." Two, have you ever been to Chicago on a January 29th? I have. It's cold. That particular day, at that particular time, the real temperature at O'Hare was 1 degree. Wind chill was minus 11. To make it more unbelievable is that address it happened at is just one block from Lake Michigan downtown. The wind chill in that part of Chicago would have been at least negative 25 degrees at 2 a.m. on January 29th. I've been there when it was unbearable at 5 degrees. I just can't imagine minus 25 degree wind chill with the wind coming off of Lake Michigan in downtown Chicago. Third, after attacking him, the men shouted, "This is MAGA country." Chicago, that's where it happened. Chicago voters gave Trump 12% of their votes in 2016. That means 88% of Chicagoans voted against Donald Trump. I doubt very seriously if two black guys had justification to shout, "This is MAGA country," because it ain't. Number four, two black attackers. When I'm in Chicago, I stay at a hotel just one block from Lower North Water Street. Seldom have I been outside at 2 a.m., especially not with below freezing temperatures. But I assure you, two black guys roaming downtown at that time of the morning in those conditions is sketchy at best. And quite honestly, two white guys roaming Lower Water Street at 2 a.m. with a temperature like that is sketchy too. And number five, Jussie wrote the guys, this one kills me, he wrote them a $3,500 check to pay for the setup attack. He wrote a check. Now, I don't know Jussie or how intelligent he is. He does well in his series Empire, I heard. I've never seen the show. So I assume he is an intelligent guy. Writing a check, a very traceable check, for a setup hoax was not a smart thing to do. We're going to call what happened and everything associated with it the sting. I actually kept waiting as the Smollett story developed over 10 days for Robert Redford to show up on the scene to perpetrate the sting, just like he did in the blockbuster movie of the same name. But the Smollett actions and attempted cover-up were not a sting. The big sting in this all is the extreme outcry about what would have been an amazingly atrocious, homophobic, racist attack against a well-known entertainer who lives in two minority groups. But such a story was a blockbuster for the mainstream media in America, and their fawning California, New York, and Washington leftist minions. And they did not disappoint. The New York Times story headline on January 29th, just after the alleged attack, was this: Jussie Smollett, star of Empire, attacked in what police call a possible hate crime. Writer after writer, television commentator after commentator, talk show host almost without number, blasted the President of the United States because two of his reported backers did this to a homosexual black guy. The sting is that the left, not the media, not Democrats, not Hollywood, but all of those on the left, showed their true colors in the Trump attacks. And in doing so, we discovered something. America's slip is showing. America's slip is really its underbelly. It's something that we most often hide. We're ashamed of it. Remember when months ago we made this statement, quote, "Most of the time, someone who shouts loudly, screaming that someone is doing something horrible, is actually doing that very same thing they are accusing the other person of doing. They just want to make so much noise about the other guy, nobody looks and identifies that they're doing the same thing. They're simply trying to cover up what they are doing." Of course, that doesn't mean that all those who have been attacking Donald Trump and his followers for instigating this attack and others are racist homophobes. But what it does show is that they are all consumed by identity politics. We've been pointing out for a couple of years now, each time the hypocrisy of identity politics shows its ugly face to the nation and the world. This latest escapade is literally the grand reveal, and they don't like it. Honestly, it's a shame that politics even enter stories like this. Why? Because politics has nothing to do with the actual circumstances. Human nature fueled this story. It did it all by itself. It didn't need politics. As it turns out, the two men caught up in this by Smollett told Chicago police that Smollett created this along with the hate letter he sent himself weeks before that alleged it was from a Trump supporter because he wanted to get Fox Entertainment to pay him more for his role in Empire. Remember that scripture? The love of money is the root of all evil. But it doesn't stop there, folks. Millions of Americans refuse to accept any of the positives the U.S. has experienced from actions taken by the Trump administration, including the former president, Barack Obama. They refuse to believe that the economic and social values espoused by this president could ever accomplish any good in the world. Fundamental economic measures like lowering taxes, piling on tariffs to level the trade imbalance in favor of the United States on the world stage, attracting companies to expand, hire more people, repatriate billions and billions of dollars being held in foreign countries, drawing a real red line in front of America's foreign foes that they feel is meaningful instead of like Obama's red line in Syria. Remember that one? Renegotiating Bill Clinton's atrocious NAFTA trade deal with Mexico, that prompted the abandonment of the United States, along with several million jobs in the auto industry that reappeared in Mexico. All of these changes and more have been the direct result of the orange-haired, loud, narcissistic billionaire from Queens that now lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in D.C. And the left cannot stand it. Furthermore, they will never accept it. But just because they don't accept it doesn't mean it's not real. Remember our mantra here, just because you believe something's right doesn't mean it's right. And just because you believe something's wrong doesn't mean it's wrong. In rejection of President Trump, they have shown their loss of the grasp of the reality that 60-plus million Americans saw even before the 2016 election. So Smollett now faces both state and federal felony charges. He probably has lost his starring role in the series Empire. He has shown everyone that he is not only a liar, but probably has far-reaching psychological damage that means he needs professional mental treatment. All of that when all he wanted, folks, was a pay raise. I can't imagine the thought process that led him to get from wanting a pay raise to putting that charade together. Do you know what we call that in the South? Symbolism over substance. Identity politics is covered up with it. And those who have gladly picked up the mantle of identity politics now proudly show their membership cards, mistakenly assuming their being in that club means they are something much more than who they really are. So to stay in line and keep their facade in place, they symbolically say exactly what symbolism demands, simply and gladly ignoring the substance of their fault. And you know who suffers through all this? The real victims out there whose attacks sustained at the hands of real racists and real homophobes get ignored, covered up, or just forgotten. Their tragedies are lost in the breathless 24/7 news and entertainment world that those in Hollywood, New York, and Washington, D.C. call American reality. All it is a sad shadow across a calendar marked the Trump era. I bet you historians will have a much different and much more glowing summary than that the identity politics folks do. And many members of the identity politics club will shake their heads in shame someday, knowing they were foolish enough to fall for Jussie's attack. Here's the real travesty from the mouth of the superintendent of police in Chicago, Ed Robinson.
So this morning, I come to you not only as the superintendent of the Chicago Police Department, but also as a black man who spent his entire life living in the city of Chicago. I know the racial divide that exists here. I know how hard it's been for our city and our nation to come together. And I also know the disparities, and I know the history. This announcement today recognizes that Empire actor Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. I'm left hanging my head and asking why. Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations? How could someone look at the hatred and suffering associated with that symbol and see an opportunity to manipulate that symbol to further his own public profile? How can an individual who's been embraced by the city of Chicago turn around and slap everyone in this city in the face by making these false claims?
Superintendent of Police in Chicago, Ed Robinson, put it better than you or I could ever put it. That's a fact. That's the travesty that was perpetrated by Jussie Smollett, not just on the people of Chicago, and not just against Donald Trump, but against the rule of law, equal justice under the law and innocent until proven guilty in the United States. That's a wrap today, folks. A great story, a sad story, but a true one. And we're glad you were here to share it with us at truthnewsnet.org. Until we get together next time, so long, everybody.
Real Truth, Real News, TNN, the Truth News Network.